You're listening to SBS News.
The Greens are already counting down the days until Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton leaves Parliament. Greens leader Richard Di Natale says support is growing for a no-confidence motion, which could be moved next week.
And every day he continues on in this place, there's going to be a huge cloud over him and over the government. Scott Morrison's trying to squib it, but there are some members of the Liberal Party who, let's face it, for their own motives, have decided now that they will consider a no-confidence motion. Well, I don't mind how they get there, as long as they land in the right place. And the right place is that Peter Dutton should be sent to the High Court. The High Court should decide whether indeed he is eligible to stand in this place.
Senator Di Natale says most of the crossbenchers also back the move. However, they still need the votes of some coalition MPs to get it passed. Opposition politicians say it's not a good look for a new Prime Minister to have questions over his cabinet's eligibility. Labour frontbencher Anthony Albanese has told the Nine Network the coalition government is imploding.
This is a government in its death throes, and the whole of the country can see it. We now have a parliament where Peter Dutton is sitting there. People know there's a question mark over his eligibility. He should refer himself to the High Court. This government should go to an election and give the Australian people a say in who the Prime Minister is, because it's now 3 weeks since they knocked off Malcolm Turnbull, and no one, including Scott Morrison, can explain why that happened.
Minister Dutton narrowly survived by one vote, a motion last month brought by Labor to send him to the High Court over his financial interest in several childcare centres in Brisbane. Childcare facilities now receive direct funding from the Commonwealth, possibly putting Mr Dutton in contravention of Section 44 of the Constitution. Prime Minister Morrison is still checking whether the minister recused himself from cabinet discussions over childcare funding. Advice released by the Solicitor General says while the Home Affairs Minister isn't incapable of sitting in Parliament, there are risks that could only be tested in court. But the government is standing firm, saying legal advice backs up their belief that Mr Dutton can retain his place in Parliament. Speaking on Sky News, Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says he has no doubt the minister is in the right.
He received his own unequivocal legal advice from a former Solicitor General in Dave Bennett, QC, who has got a very strong track record in the High Court when it comes to Section 44 cases. That was backed up by our current Solicitor General. If the Labor Party wants to continue to pursue this on partisan grounds, good luck to them. But as far as I'm concerned, the legal position is very clear. Peter Dutton is entirely eligible to sit in the Australian Parliament.
The numbers of those with a similar level of faith in the government might be thinning out. At a Lowy Institute lecture on Thursday night, businessman Frank Lowy bemoaned the current state of Australian politics. He says democracy deserves more respect.
Nation building is a tough job, but at the moment, being a Prime Minister of Australia is even tougher. I've always admired Australia's parliamentary system, but having five Prime Ministers in 5 years is not acceptable. Democracy needs to be nurtured and treated with care.
Mr. Dutton is also facing allegations he stopped a number of deportations as favours for friends and used his ministerial contacts to get former colleagues jobs. Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.